This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة عن الفلاح حي عن الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, amongst the countless favors and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us as human beings and particularly as being believers and Muslims is having Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our prophet, our guide and our messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a messenger of Allah Dhul Jalal ibn Ikram who conveyed the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the human beings, to the mankind. And he alayhi salatu wa sallam was the messenger of Allah not only by his statements, rather, he was a messenger of Allah through his actions and his practices as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is why has ordered us to obey him and to follow him. مَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. Whatever the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives you must hold on to it. You must take it, you must accept it. وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. And whatever the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibits you from, you must refrain and abstain from it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us and he has obliged us to follow him. And he said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Say to them, O people, if you truly love Allah, then follow me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you and Allah will forgive your sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever obeys the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he actually obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is obedience to Allah dhul jalal al-ikram. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to just simply convey the message and report whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him, to mankind. Rather, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a messenger of Allah through his actions and his conduct as well. And it's not only his statements and his actions, even his silence is part of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, they did not only record and reported and narrated the statements and the actions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, they have reported and recorded and narrated the silences of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. And in this regard, Muhammadur Rasulullah, my Nabi and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the only human being in the history of mankind whose statements, actions, practices, and his silences are also recorded, and they are given the authority within the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why, because of these qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with, along with many other qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him preference over every single human being, including all the prophets and messengers. That is why he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Sayyidul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. He is the chief of all the messengers and the prophets of Allah dhul jalal ikram. Amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prophets and the messengers are the best human beings. And amongst the Prophet and amongst the messengers of Allah dhul jalal ikram, five of them are known as Ulul Azm. Sayyiduna Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And amongst these five, two of them are the Khalilullah, the best friends of Allah dhul jalal ikram, Ibrahim Khalilullah and Muhammad Khalilullah alayhim as-salatu wa taslim. And then amongst all the prophets and messengers, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is given authority over all the prophets and messengers as well. At one of the occasions, Sayyiduna Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he obtained a page of Tawrah and he started reading and studying it in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face got red out of disappointment and sadness, and he was upset at Umar radiyallahu ta'ala. And then Umar radiyallahu ta'ala who asked him the reason for his being upset. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are trying to read Torah and follow Torah. Wallahi law kana Musa hayyan. Wallahi law kana Musa hayyan. Ma wasi'ahu illa attiba'i. By Allah, if Musa, the one who was given Torah, if Musa was alive today, he will have no option. He would have no option except to follow me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To that extent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him the authority. And we as a believers and the Muslims, we need to hold him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with that high level of honor, respect, esteem, obedience, and following. And when it comes to the obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and following the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, none of us, without an exception, is allowed to give anyone's statement, anyone's action, anyone's opinion, give them preference over the statement, the hadith, and the action, and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, including the companions Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in. We believe as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Ahlul Hadith, We believe that the best of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I just mentioned, are the prophets and messengers of Allah. And after the prophets and messengers of Allah, we Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe that afdalul khala'iq ba'da al-anbiya'i Abu Bakr. The best of human beings after the prophets and the messengers of Allah is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's imagine if a statement or action of Abu Bakr goes against the statement and the action and the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must follow Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And we find some examples that Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he held some opinions that not deliberately, but unintentionally or unknowingly, his opinions and his statements were contradicting the statement, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on one occasion, his own son, Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, someone had a little argument with him. He said, "Oh, Ibn Umar." Ibn Umar is also a great Sahabi and the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who loved the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and loved the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam to next level. He would follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even in the matters that were not part of the religion, and Muslim is not required to follow him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on those matters, such as following the path and pathway of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, walking the path the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked. Anyway, Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, he had a little argument with someone who said to him, "Oh Ibn Umar, you say you hold this opinion, and your father, your own father Umar, who knows Umar better than Abdullah ibn Umar, his own son?" And he said, "Oh Ibn Umar, your father Umar says this and that." Ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala who said a statement, beautiful statement, that is an example and it is a lesson for all of us. He said, "Aqawlu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yuttaba' aw am qawlu Umar?" Would the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be followed or the statement of Umar? I'm telling you, this is the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you are arguing with me by giving me the evidence from the statement of Umar radiyallahu ta'ala. That is why, my dear brother and sister in Islam, unfortunately, when it comes to the matter of the religion, many times you find Muslims, they give preferences to the opinions of their scholars, their imams, and their saints, those they loved or they respect, or even their teachers, those they benefit from. They give their opinion preference over the authentic hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know that amongst Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, there are four main madhahib. The madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi, Imam Malik, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahumullah ajma'een. But we as a Muslim must believe, and this is part of our belief and must be part of our religion, that the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be given preference over the statement of Abu Hanifa, over the opinion of Abu Hanifa and Shafi and Malik and Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahumullahu ajma'een. No doubt these were the great scholars. They made great efforts for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them high place in Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la. And they are the ones who did great favor to us as a Muslims, as a ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But regardless, no one can be given preference over Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Abu Hanifa rahimahullah used to say, "Idha sahha al-hadith fa huwa madhhabi." Whenever you find an authentic hadith, you should believe that is my way, that is my opinion. Imam al-Shafi rahimahullah used to say, "Idha wajadtum fi kitabi khilafa sunnati Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqulu bi sunnati Rasulillah wa da'u qawli." If you find any statement in my book that contradicts the sunnah and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave my statement and hold on to the sunnah and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Malik rahimahullah used to say, "Ma min ahadin illa wa yu'khadhu min qawlihi wa yutraku illa sahiba hadha al-qabr." There is none amongst the human beings in the entire mankind, there is none that you accept every single statement of them except the one who is buried in this grave. He used to point towards the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah used to say, لا تقلدوني ولا مالكا ولا الشافعي ولا الأوزاعي. Don't blindly follow me, neither Malik, neither Shafi, Awza'i, anyone. Yes, you learn, you take knowledge from them, but if you find this opinion, this statement goes against the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you must take them, must accept the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. Unfortunately, Muslims are divided into groups. I'm a Hanafi, I'm a Shafi, I'm Malik and Hanbali. And they hold to these groups and these madhahib to the extent that even if you present the authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they would try to twist the meaning. And to that level, unfortunately, this is something. Whether we accept or we don't accept, this is a reality. Unfortunately. And this is what has led many Muslims to stay away from the deen of Allah. A person who does not pray, amongst many excuses he finds, he says, which way should I pray? The Hanafi way, Maliki way, Shafi? We say, follow the way of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If you were to spread the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it would remove all kinds of confusion. There will be no confusion. And we must bear in mind that the way, the best way is the way of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam used to often say in his khutbas, inna khayr al-hadith kitabullah. The best of the statements and best of the speech is the speech of Allah, the book of Allah, al-Quran al-Hakim. Wa khayr al-hadi hadi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best way is the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it comes to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to your conduct and your akhlaq, when it comes to your interaction with people, when it comes to your trade and whatever, khayrul hadi hadi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Muslim, you don't need to be confused. Always go back to the sunnah and the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. You will always find clear guidance within the hadith and the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability to follow him sallallahu alayhi wasallam the way he deserves to be followed, and to respect him and to obey him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Innahu sami'un qareeb. Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله ما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, whatever problem and issue we have in our life, in order to resolve them, we have to go back to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you are having issues within the family, go back to the sunnah and the hadith and the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This very statement, khayrul hadi, it also read as khayrul huda, huda Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam. Whatever you want to do in your life, follow the footsteps and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in order for us to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam truly and sincerely, we have to seek knowledge. We have to seek knowledge. Without seeking knowledge, you can't really follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You need to learn the sunnah and the hadith of the Prophet alaihi salatu wasallam. The problem is, unfortunately, many of us, when it comes to the matters of the dunya, we make every effort to learn. If you want to go into a business, you will try to know all the details of that particular business. If you want to have a job, you want to know all the details of that job. If you want to go and pursue any particular qualification, you will go into the depth of that. But when it comes to the matter of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say, I'm a Muslim, and that label is enough. Whereas the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged us to continuously building our knowledge. And because of this, this masjid, alhamdulillah, always make efforts to bring people closer to the knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A few months ago, we launched a series of lectures and the lessons known as Al-Bina'ul-Ilmi, building knowledge. regular lectures, weekly lectures that take place on the matter of aqeedah and fiqh and seer of the Prophet ﷺ. And now, because it is holiday season, we have arranged a conference that is going to begin in a few days' time. Please make sure you attend the conference and connect yourself to the scholars and the people of knowledge and obtain and develop your knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you can truly follow the hadith and the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and ability. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim wa salli alayhi. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab an-nar. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursalin wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استوى راسه please straighten the gaps. الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just a few quick important announcements, inshallah. Today's class, Seerah class by Sheikh Mustafa Abu Rayyan, will take place after the Isha prayer. Al Bina will be holding a sisters only Q&A today at 6:30 p.m. in the basement. Entrance is through door G. We encourage sisters to attend. Saturday lecture tomorrow is delivered by Sheikh Abu Bakr Al Khalafi. He will be going through the explanation of Surah Al-Asr. Jazakumullah khair.